Friends, welcome back. Let us make a beginning to the next chapter of our subject, Production and Operations Management. And the name of the next chapter is Plant Utilities. Chapter number 7, Plant Utilities. Let us discuss this subject. There are three groups of working conditions: physical or environmental, that is lighting, ventilation, noise, atmospheric conditions, etc. Then there are working conditions relating to time, that is hours of work, rest, pauses, breaks, everything. And then there are working conditions relating to social situations within which an individual always normally works. So these are the three groups of working conditions: physical or environmental, then conditions relating to time, and conditions relating to social situations. The lighting, that means the illumination, influences all the three categories and is a very important working condition, not only in factories but also at all other workplaces. Lighting, it is influencing all the conditions. So we are going to discuss this very important issue. Lighting must be effective and should not be poor at all. Without light, the things have no appearance. If there is no proper light, we can't work. Things have no appearance, no color, no shape, no perspective, and it is near to impossible to perform if there is no light. Light and colors affect human efficiency, and ultimately we have to make our business efficient, and so light and color affect human efficiency, accident probability, and man's general well-being, morale, fatigue, everything. Poor light adversely affects the health. How? We will discuss this. Benefits of good lighting: better discrimination, less spoilage, quick fault detection. For example, an inspector who is inspecting a component, it is better for him if there is proper lighting, so that if he is sorting between good and bad, he will really find out the good things and he will not mix the bad things in the good things. Then better concentration: if there is very good light, we can concentrate better. Better work alertness, less fatigue to the eyes particularly. Greater output: the man is able to make better output if there is light, very good light. Then better environment, better morale, comfort, better supervision and interest. It is possible to maintain better housekeeping if there is good lighting. Prevention of eye strain, prevention of accidents, better efficiency, better health. If the lighting is bad, gloomy, dirty, poorly lighted workplaces, we normally see in our factories such workplaces. Gloomy, dirty, poorly lighted workplaces, they really cause depression. It is not possible to have very good morale if there is bad lighting. It causes difficulty in reading micrometer screw gauge. Making fine adjustment is not possible. Passing a thread in needle is not possible, etc. Bad light causes glare. We will discuss what is this glare, but it causes glare, it causes shadows, it causes darkness, eye strain, restricted vision, fatigue, headache, slower reaction, and greater susceptibility to error. We are making more errors if there is bad lighting. More accidents will happen if there is bad lighting. And lower output will happen if there is bad lighting. So these are the effects of bad lighting. Plant utilities refer to such services as lighting, ventilation, air conditioning also, sanitation, and noise control. So we are going to discuss these plant utilities one by one. Plant utilities contribute to increase efficiency, as I have already said, and they contribute to greater output, which are required for the business to survive. Lighting is the most important single environmental factor, contributing to workers' satisfaction and morale, workers' comfort, and definitely it enhances the productivity. Adequate and good lighting is a must for a worker so that he is able to see minute details of his job with ease and accuracy. Suppose he is an inspector, he is able to see his job better. He is able to sort out between good and bad in a better fashion. Lighting should be free from glare, properly diffused. It should have pleasant color. It should be free from shadow. It should be steady, and there should be direct flow. There should not be fluctuations. There should not be stroboscopic effect. There should be good contrast between the object to be seen and its background. For example, if there is a blackboard, we are writing by a white chalk. If there is a whiteboard, we are writing by a black pen, because we need contrast. If the background is white, the letter should be black. If the background is black, the letter should be white. If I am seeing a black object, the background should be white. If I am seeing a white object, the background should be black, so that there is a better contrast between the object to be seen and its background. Then in that case, I am able to see the object better. I am able to take the idea whether the part is good or bad. I am able to make a better idea. I can make a better judgment about the part. An excess of lighting or its adequacy is required, and excess of lighting or its inadequacy is very harmful to workers' eyes. Look at this. This is an inspection workplace. Light, look at this contrast, and this is about glare. Disability glare. Bright luminaire or skylight, it falls on the object and reflects in the eyes of the person who sees it. Then this is stroboscopic effect. Lux is standardized unit of measurement of the light. One lux is equal to illumination of a surface 1 meter away from a single candle. Generally I call it as meter candle, lux. If I light a candle in a complete darkness and hold a screen 1 meter away from that candle, whatever illumination that screen gets is approximately equal to 1 lux. As per Maharashtra factory's rules, the levels of interior lighting should be as follows. Canteen, 150 lux. That means in complete darkness, if I light 150 candles, approximately that kind of a lighting should be there in canteen. cloakroom 100 lux, corridors 100 lux, rough assembly work 150 lux, medium assembly work 300 lux, fine work 700 lux, and very fine work 1500 lux. That kind of lighting should be there, and it is possible to measure this intensity of how many lux it is. There is a light meter, lux meter. We are able to get digital reading of the light on that lux meter as per Factories Act 1948. An adequate and good lighting in a factory is a legal requirement and is punishable if not complied with. There are two major sources. One is natural lighting, as you all know, daylight, and another is artificial light. Artificial lighting is also required along with natural lighting. Natural lighting should be abundant, free of cost, free from load shedding, power cut, suitable for general lighting purposes. It is available. Windows and roofs have to be specially constructed. They should be clean, available only during daytime, varies with season, weather, hour of the day. In the evening, there is no natural lighting. It is difficult to provide uniform lighting throughout the building. Its intensity cannot be controlled or changed. Okay, to some extent by using screens, it can be changed, but it is very difficult. Facilities should be provided in the building to admit natural lighting without obstacles. An effective utilization of the light should be made. Provision of sufficient number of windows on all sides of the building. Roofs play an important role in admitting natural illumination without glare, but in addition to natural lighting, we must have artificial lighting also, particularly in the evenings. Use of fluorescent tubes. As soon as natural light becomes inadequate in the evening, artificial light should be switched on. It is necessary. Look at this trough in which I get the artificial light. Look at this artificial lighting without glare. Look at this artificial lighting in the offices. So, in case of natural light and artificial light, I've tried to compare. Cost. Natural light is inexpensive. Only windows must be kept clean, as I have said already. But in case of artificial light, it is expensive. Investment is there, maintenance is there, energy consumption is there, cost is there. Then, dependability. Natural light is less dependable because sometimes it is available, sometimes it is not available, particularly during rainy season, etc. Poor. So, less dependable, subject to changes in weather and seasons, not suitable in nights, not suitable in overtime. So artificial light is required, and artificial light is dependable. We are able to control the lux, the intensity we are able to control. Power cuts are there, generator is required. When power cuts are there, it is costly also, but it is available in all the three shifts. It's available also on Sundays, so it's very dependable. As far as natural light is concerned, not much maintenance is required. Keep windows, glazing and glass blocks clean, that's all is required. But in case of artificial light, more maintenance is required to keep the fixtures clean, because if the fixtures are not kept clean, the intensity will go down. Replace dead lamps, testing intensity of light is required, so maintenance is more. As far as health is concerned, the quality of lighting is good and is harmless to the eyes because less glare. But in case of artificial, quality of lighting from incandescent lamps is very poor. Nowadays, we are replacing all the incandescent lamps with CFL and now LEDs. So no question. But earlier, when incandescent lamps were there, it was very poor. Then bulbs produce heat, not desirable for health of workers. So nowadays LED is there, so no question. They are better. They are less costly also in long run. Then distribution of illumination. Natural light, we have to take special efforts to ensure uniform distribution of illumination. Poor illumination at the center of the shop normally, but in case of artificial light, even distribution can be ensured by fixing lamps at proper places. Control of illumination, as far as control of illumination is concerned, natural light intensity of illumination cannot be controlled to suit the particular requirements. In case of artificial light, intensity can be controlled to suit different requirements. So this is about lighting. Then I move on to the ventilation. Ventilation refers to the supply of fresh air to an enclosed space and to the removal of the air from there continuously. Natural ventilation refers to free movement of air from outdoor to indoor and vice versa, that means from indoor to outdoor. Look at this diagram which is showing the natural ventilation. Natural ventilation is effected by natural movement by wind, temperature differences through walls and roof openings creates that effect, stack effect. So natural ventilation is effected by natural movement, by wind and temperature differences through wall and roof openings. Natural ventilation is effected by two natural forces, wind force and stack effect. What is stack effect? Airflow caused by temperature differences between interior and exterior. Okay, then natural ventilation. Greater the height, more advantageous it is for natural ventilation. So height advantage we can take. Larger the number of windows, roof openings, it is better. Precast cement slabs, hollow bricks may be used to construct walls. So natural ventilation could be achieved easily. An elevated site far from the crowd is ideal for natural ventilation. And many times we are not very lucky to have natural ventilation. So mechanical ventilation is required, which refers to movement of air from outdoor to indoor and vice versa, mainly by fans, by a positive action. We know it. For example, exhaust ventilation. Exhaust air outlet is there, central exhaust fan is there, so positive air pressure will be created. Look at this. Plenum or positive ventilation. Positive air supply is there inside. This is another type of ventilation. This is local exhaust ventilation, where from a machine like grinding machine, if gases or dust is created, it is immediately sucked outside. There is a hood there, there is an exhaust fan there. So we don't allow the gases, toxic gases or dust to spread in the room. It is immediately sucked out and then there is a better ventilation. So it is local exhaust ventilation. In factory, mechanical ventilation refers to engineering techniques for controlling air currents within the plant. It is necessary to control the air currents within the plant. And for introducing outdoor air in a pattern to maintain satisfactory air purity. The speed should be 30 meters per minute. In a factory, mechanical ventilation is connected with the removal of atmospheric and process contamination. In case of local exhaust ventilation also, I said, the moment contamination is generated, immediately it is thrown out of the factory. it is necessary to continuously remove the contaminations. So in a factory, mechanical ventilation is concerned with removal of atmospheric and process contaminations. In a factory, the maximum temperature of air in a workroom at a height of 1.5 meter above floor level shall not exceed 30 degrees centigrade. And adequate air movement of 30 meters per minute shall be provided. In a factory, the amount of fresh air supplied by mechanical means of ventilation in an hour shall be equivalent to at least 6 times cubic capacity of the workroom. For example, cubic capacity of the workroom is 100 cubic meters, then 600 cubic meters air should be supplied within 1 hour, every hour. 6 times cubic capacity of the workroom. So much air should come in every hour. In an office or auditorium, mechanical ventilation aims at providing comfort and diffusing the odors. We don't want any bad odors to be present there, so we have to remove them. All contaminations, we want to remove them. So types of ventilation are general ventilation and dilution ventilation, because we want to dilute the bad odors. Then I said local exhaust ventilation is also one very, very effective but very, very economical way of ventilation. In certain plants, a lot of heat is liberated from structures, processes like heat treatment, processes like normalizing, lighting, people who are taking oxygen inside by breathing, and they are leaving out carbon dioxide. These are called heat gains, which should be offset by ventilation to keep the inside temperature at desired level of 30 degrees centigrade. A ventilation plant is sized to supply outside air so as to offset these heat gains. Whatever heat gains are happening inside the plant because of the processes, because of the people, those must be offset. And air so supplied is distributed uniformly inside the factory. When a few workers are scattered over a large area, spot cooling ventilation is resorted to, where high velocity air streams are directed at the worker. General ventilation for keeping contaminants within safe limit. In dilution ventilation, attempts are made to flush the entire environment with ventilation of air. Air flow rate is controlled and contaminant concentration is restricted to permissible limits. And local exhaust ventilation. In a system for preventing the contamination of factory air by withdrawing the contaminant at its source into the duct system for discharge on the factory exterior. For this, the process is generating the contaminant is surrounded completely and effectively by enclosures like hoods, booths, completely enclosed, and air is drawn out through enclosure. Local exhaust ventilation, contaminant is prevented from diffusing or spreading all over the room into the environment, and it is captured at source and sent outside. At the moment it gets generated, it is sent outside. Then air conditioning means simultaneous control of temperature and also humidity, which is also very, very important aspect. So simultaneous control of temperature and humidity and distribution of pure air by artificial means. You know, if the temperature is 30 degrees at a place like Nasik and temperature of 30 degrees in a place like Mumbai, the feeling of the person is different because of the humidity, more relative humidity at a place like Mumbai, which is near the oceans. So humidity also we have to control along with temperature. This humidity we can measure by means of wet bulb thermometer and dry bulb thermometer. The difference between the temperature shown by dry bulb thermometer and wet bulb thermometer will give you the idea about the humidity. Air conditioning means simultaneous control of temperature and humidity and distribution of pure air by artificial means. Type of air conditioning: winter air conditioning to raise the temperature. Temperature is below 4 degrees or below 3 degrees. So we have to raise the temperature by heating and raise the temperature and also the humidity. Summer air conditioning, as you know, to reduce temperature to, let's say, 24 degrees or 21 degrees or 16 degrees. Some people want 16 degrees centigrade to reduce temperature and humidity to comfortable limits. And ultimately, human comfort is required in improving the productivity of the operation. Then, comfort air conditioning for inhabitants of a house. Industrial air conditioning to meet the requirements of the manufacturing process. A process needs that kind of a temperature and humidity. So we have to meet the requirements of the process and equipment. Dust control and heat dissipation is also required. So partial air conditioning is there, cooling system, humidifying, dehumidifying system, purifying system, and then complete air conditioning is there for simultaneously heating, cooling, purifying, etc. And now I move on to the sanitation. Human health. For maintaining the productivity or improving the productivity, for improving the morale of the person, it is a must to have sanitation. Human health is influenced by food, drinking water, insects, mosquitoes, rodents. So hygiene practices of employees are required, general cleanliness of the plant, housekeeping, everything is required. So this is the sanitation. It is the responsibility of management. It is the responsibility of the owner or employer to provide good food, to provide potable drinking water for its workers. Check infestation of the plant with rodents and insects. It is the necessity of the employer or occupier. Steps taken to protect workers will result in higher productivity, better health, absenteeism will be low. For that, we must take steps to improve sanitation. What is sanitation? Supply of potable water, disposal of waste and effluents properly, in time, daily, provision of food free from contamination, elimination of insects and rodents, provision of personal services, good housekeeping. And now, after sanitation, most important thing comes, and that is noise control, vibration control. A human being cannot work if there is too much noise, too much vibration. Cannot work. So it is necessary to have noise control. Noise is unwanted, unpleasant sound mixture of various frequencies of sound which makes the sound very unpleasant. So it is necessary to reduce that level, which is measured in decibels. Long exposure to noise causes fatigue, causes nervousness, and over the time it may cause loss of hearing capacity also. Permissible exposure of noise. Continuous or number of short exposures per day in hours, if it is 8 hours, it should be not more than 90 decibels. If it is 6 hours, okay, 92. If it is 4 hours, okay, 95, like that. But if the person is going to work for 8 hours continuously, and if the level of the sound or level of the noise is more than 90, it may cause fatigue. It may cause loss of hearing capacity. So we have to, and if some machines are making more noise, either we have to stop the machines or enclose the machines. But the average level of noise cannot be more than 85 decibels or 90 decibels for continuously. Pharmaceutical companies, we have seen the decibel level goes up to 128. In fertilizer plant, 104, 118. There are plants where, like electronics also, it goes up to 122. So continuous exposure to such a sound level is very dangerous. So we have to give a very particular attention to this. Noise control method is control at source. Control the noise at source itself by providing the enclosures. Control by absorption. That means we can put some panels there which can absorb the noise level. Control by giving ear protection, personal protective equipment such as earmuffs, earplugs. Such things must be done. So we were discussing so many important aspects. We must give very proper attention to all these, like lighting, ventilation, sanitation and noise control, so that the productivity is always at a high level, workers' morale is also at a very high level. So it is very important to give a positive attention towards these aspects. Thank you.